Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, a couple of games to talk about on the docket for today. As first of all, your team took on a North Union team on a Tuesday night. And North Union comes away with the victory, a game that was really close in the first half. Your team right there. But North Union comes out on top 69-53.
Yeah, you're right. It was a game where, you know, we did exactly kind of what we wanted to do for about three and a half quarters and played really well. I think we had the lead going into the fourth quarter and kind of been the story for us. We just had a area about 2 minutes spurt there where things didn't go very well and we didn't respond to when it didn't go well and it kind of snowballed and they took the lead and momentum just switched over and they were able to come up with that 16-point win. But like I said, I think we were either tied or up two early in the fourth quarter. And then, like I said, just could not overcome some adversity there that we had. But still had some guys step up and play well. Connor Sopko got the ball going through the hoop that night, which was good to see. Had 21 points at six threes for us. And Carson Hall had six assists. Tommy Miller, five assists, and did some good things for us out there. But just didn't have enough things happen well for us in the fourth quarter, and you got to give North Union credit. They stepped up and made some key shots and took advantage of some of our mistakes in the fourth quarter and came away with that win. But I like the effort from our guys throughout the whole game. Just came up on the short end.
And Coach, this North Union team, we've talked about how, you know, maybe they don't have the experience winning a bunch of games each year. They have a lot of experience because they've been, as you've said in the past, that, you know, they've been playing for many years together now, so they've been coming together a little bit. But with a little bit of lack of experience in bigger games, sometimes they surprise people late in games, and they were able to buckle down and come back and win that game.
Yeah, you know, their team is playing with a lot of confidence. They were on Tuesday night, and they never when they got down, they never panicked or anything. They just kept plugging away and went to their main guys, and they knocked down some really good shots against us and took advantage of some mistakes we made inside and got a little scoring spurt there in the fourth quarter, and we just didn't respond like I would have liked us to do. But, you know, like I said, they're playing with a lot of confidence, and they didn't get down themselves when they were down to us early in the game and just battled back. And that's what good teams do, and they're much improved this year. And Coach Alex is doing a very good job over there with them this year. And they ran some different defenses against us that really caused us some problems in the fourth quarter. And again, just came up on the short end.
And, Coach, you guys were scheduled to take on Bishop Garrigan on Thursday, so I'm sure Wednesday that was probably the focus at practice. And then Thursday, Mother Nature says not so fast, as you find out Thursday afternoon that you're not going to play Bishop Garrigan. Instead, you guys got to start getting ready for North Iowa. So talk about those couple of days, Coach, and how you guys got ready for North Iowa last night.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that's been consistent is the weather around here. You know, we prep to get ready for a team, and then we don't play them, and then have to, you know, scramble a little bit for the next opponent. In this case, especially when you're playing back-to-back nights, you're trying to work in a little bit with both teams, and both teams are a little different in what they and how they approach things. But you know, we tried to work on a little bit of both on Wednesday, knowing that the weather was not going to be real great for us on Thursday. We kind of flipped over and did a little bit more with North Iowa, knowing that the chances were that we weren't going to see Garrigan on Thursday, but there was also talk we would see him Friday. So it didn't really change a lot for us, just the order of playing the teams. But we did a little work on both of them, and the kids really locked in. We went in on Wednesday and really tried to clean up some things defensively that North Union exposed, and I thought we saw the correction of that last night in the second half. But, you know, there's some things we definitely need to work on, not so much focusing on our opponent, but some things that we needed to do ourselves to clean up, and I thought that showed last night.
And you guys have a pretty fun one there with the North Iowa Bison. And I know there's been some fun games over the years. This one may go down as one of the better ones. Your team falls down double digits a couple of different times in this game and didn't stop fighting and came back about 11 points there, a third quarter-ish, and come back and win 70-67.
Yeah, you know, North Iowa came out and they shot the ball really well, and you know, the first quarter we were right with them. I think it was tied after the first quarter. And then kind of like on Tuesday night in the second quarter, instead of the fourth quarter, we had a little spurt there where we just weren't getting things to go. Things weren't going well for us. And what I really came out of last night enjoying was the response we had after that second quarter. You know, there was times this year where our inexperience really showed and we just didn't battle back through some things that didn't go well for us. We had some heads hanging and were hesitating on the shots and not rotating as well defensively. And I thought the kids really responded after the second quarter, after halftime came out and obviously played our best half, especially at the defensive end. Did some really good things for the team there, and then at the end, when even you know with a few seconds left, we lost the lead, but found a way to get it back and get a couple stops. I wish we could have knocked down a couple more free throws, but everybody does in those situations. But I just really like the way our kids were mentally tough down the stretch. We harped on that a lot the last couple days, and I thought that really showed last night. We had Connor again had six threes, 23 points, and kind of just back and forth in that fourth quarter. He knocked down a lot of them there. And Tommy Miller had 16 points. You know, he just had a great floor game, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Carson Hall, again, 12 points and 5 rebounds, 5 assists. And, you know, Ty Dillavue didn't have maybe his best shooting night, but still, you know, in a real physical game, he grabbed 8 rebounds. And Corey Thorson came off the bench and gave us a good game with 8 points. So just a lot of guys throughout the lineup that stepped in. And you know, speaking of our bench, I thought our depth really hurt him as the game wore on. You could see fatigue kind of playing in there, and that was something we wanted in the game plan. So just a lot of good things really happened for us down the stretch last night. We were able to come away with that road win.
And, Coach, let's stay on the defensive end because I think defense is probably what won you guys that game. And we've seen teams face guard one guy, but you guys face guarded two guys last night. That was pretty interesting to see, and it turned out to maybe be the difference.
Yeah, well, we went in at halftime, and I think that those two kids had I don't remember the exact score at halftime, but I think they had, I want to say, you know, almost – I think they had 40 points at halftime. I think they had 28 of the 40 or something like that. So we needed to adjust something. We weren't helping very much off of our guys. We were playing man, and they were just getting too wide open. So we tried to do that just to kind of take them out of their offense. And it ended up being just, you know, we did face guard a couple guys, but I thought we did a much better job off of some helping on the inside on our defense. You know, the Minders kid's a really good player, and he got his own inside, but we had to take some chances somewhere. The Price kid knocked some things down from the outside as well. But I thought overall second half our kids just communicated well. We were much, much more active, probably as active as we've been defensively in a game. And, you know, we said that throughout the game that the defense was going to win it for us. And that was in the first quarter. We're still saying that. But, you know, we had to get stops, and we would score. And that's what happened. And like you said, we really stepped up the second half.
And, Coach, now you guys will turn around and play today, less than 24 hours later. You're going to take on a Bishop Garrigan team a little bit later on this afternoon, and a team that, as you mentioned, you know, you did a little work on Wednesday, so not completely foreign to your club, but going to take on Bishop Garrigan this afternoon. What are you expecting there from the Golden Bears?
You know, they went on the road last night and got a win at Eagle Grove, so you know, they're playing pretty well right now. They've had some good wins. They had Lake Mills down at Lake Mills earlier in the year, and they ended up coming up short there. But they're playing good basketball. They really like to get out and run, like score a lot of points. They'll play, you know, multiple defenses against us. So we're going to have to recognize a lot of things, what they're in, getting, you know, rotate well on defense like we did last night. And our goal going into this one is just to build on last night. Hopefully this isn't something that, you know, we just say, okay, we got that win last night. Let's move on and go back to some mistakes that we've been making. We want to build and keep correcting those things. And, you know, the kids were excited, obviously, last night, and they're ready to keep playing. And it was just nice to see some happy faces and get rewarded for a win, because these guys have put in a lot of time and come to practice every day and working hard. So it was nice to see them get rewarded. So I think the challenge today is to, like you said, less than 24 hours, come back and get after it against a really good Algona Garrigan team at their place. So it'll be fun to see how our kids respond.
And then you guys will turn around next week. You're going to take on a really good, maybe one of the better teams you're going to see this year in a Charles City team. And then you'll follow it up with Eagle Grove again and West Hancock. So it's kind of a daunting four games here for you. Bishop Garrigan, Charles City, Eagle Grove, West Hancock. Coach, how do you guys get ready for next week as well?
Yeah, you know, we saw this coming with the weather and everything. We're going to have a few weeks here. We're going to have three games in a week, which, you know, it's nothing we can do about it. We just got to prepare and go. But, you know, as you mentioned, that Charles City team is an athletic team as we're going to probably see. And I know our fans saw us play Clear Lake, and I think that Clear Lake got them by two or three. But I think Charles City's more athletic from top to bottom. So they're playing really well, and it's going to be a huge challenge for us on Tuesday night. And then, as you mentioned, we get Eagle Grove again down there and then turn around and play West Hancock for the first time. And they're playing well also. So, you know, like you said, it's a challenging week for us, but hopefully we can get some momentum built and go into that week and do some good things. So I'm excited where the kids are and how they're working, and hopefully, like I said, they can keep getting rewarded with some wins, but we'll see how things go next week.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you later today.
All right, thanks, Aaron.
That's Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.